We've got the Mid Plains guys on the phone line to review last night's board meeting. We've got President Ryan Purdy with us and Information Officer Daniel Stinman. Welcome in, guys.
Thanks for having us this morning.
Yeah. So McCook was the site last night on the East Campus there for the meeting. And, boy, you had a lot of introductions there. And your student representatives and the club advisors and a lot of people introduced to the board there in the first part, huh?
Yeah, we did. So, you know, even before that, we kind of took our board over to the main campus, and Rick Johnson, he's our art instructor down there, he did a introduction to the American Watercolor Society traveling show that we have on campus down mm-hmm. there. So that'll be available to the public until October 27th, but it's just phenomenal, the talents of all these artists from all over the world, and how, you know, McCook continues to get this. Rick's a member of the American Watercolor Society. His predecessor was as well, Don Durnovich. But, art for sale. And he also told the board last night that I think we have it for 26 and 27 mm-hmm. locked in. So there'll be plenty of time for those local artists and people who love art and appreciate it to hop down there, see the show, and get to hear some passion from Rick about art. But so we kicked that off, and then we did travel over back to East Campus for the board meeting, and as you mentioned, we had a lot of people introduced to the board. Brandon Pritchett and Tara Michaelis are our international club advisors in McCook. Angela Davila also does it here in North Platte, but we got about 60 international students mm-hmm. across all campuses at Mid Plains right now. You know, several of them are athletes, some of them are not, but I represent more than 20 countries, so wow. It's great just to have the different cultures kind of come into this, kind of the melting pot, you know, and be able to share kind of how their way of life and versus ours. And there are members of, you know, just even local Nebraska kids part of that club, because they obviously share their experience as well and help those kids assimilate into our culture. So just a phenomenal opportunity for all the students to kind of to learn from each other.
Yep. So, you recognize uh-huh. Executive Assistant Karen Haller, who is going to retire after 26 years of service to the college.
Yeah. So she's been my assistant for my entire tenure here, and Dr. Chips is as well, who we had a little party actually this spring, and so Dr. Chips was able to come back to recognize Karen as well. But yeah, 26 years as executive assistant to the president. She has been phenomenal for me, keeping my head on straight and making sure I'm where I need to be and the board is organized and ready to go. But I wish her well in her retirement after 26 years of the college.
Okay, it seems like we've got a new club that has mm-hmm. been created. The Mid Plains Community College Pickleball Club was approved by the board.
Yeah. So a couple students, local students, one from Axtell and one from McCook, and so they came to the board last night, and they had run through the channel. The student senate has to approve the club, and then the cabinet has to recognize it for approval to the board. And so, yeah, pickleball club, just a way again for students to kind of have that sense of belonging with other students with like interests. And so she said, I think they have 14 or 16 active members at the last pickleball day they had down there. And so hoping to increase the awareness and the activity within that. It's an area club, so this is kind of the McCook chapter, but we've got some people in North Platte that are interested. And so I think this will be college-wide. But again, it's more internal, more of our local students playing against each other, even inviting community in to have more people to compete against. And it's growing at the NJCAA level, so I can't say it will never get there, because it could get to an NJCAA level sport. But just great for students to have something to do when they're not in class and meet new people that have like interests.
You bolstered the CDL program with approving the purchase of a couple of semi-trucks for that.
Yes, we did. So we're going to add to and probably release one of our current fleet of the CDL. And so these are 2022 Kenworths. What you're going to see, probably 99% of our students will see these when they're out on the over-the-road jobs, and that's what we're seeing. A lot of our students are going to the over-the-road trucking companies. And so one's a manual, one's automatic, if you will. And so, yeah, I'm just glad to have something in here that the students are going to see. We still have several manuals because, as Josh said last night, we don't want any restrictions. When our students graduate from the program, they need to be able to do the manual and the automatics. And so that's what we're doing. So, yeah, we're going to increase by two, and then we're going to release one. So we'll be at five for our CDL program.
And you approved a bid from Beveridge Construction for North Campus grading and tree removal for future development north of student housing.
Yeah, so on the North Campus, the housing's been there for about 45 years, and so we just got some areas that just need cleaned up, and this spot actually is probably going to be the future home of some student housing areas. Right now, we have about 10 to 12 beds open between North Platte North and North Platte South, and so we've been doing some renovation North Campus. We've got a couple units that just really aren't set up for renovation. They probably need to be raised, and so we're kind of cleaning up an area that's kind of not been neglected, but it's overgrown with some trees, and get them out of there, clean the space up, and do some soil compaction. So when we do pull the trigger and have to add some housing over there, the site is ready to go. So Beveridge is, not say volunteered, offered at a cost to do that work for us.
Yep, just under $85,000 was the amount on that. Into the cabinet reports, anything you'd like to mention from those, Ryan?
You know, nothing real big. We continue to have a lot of stuff going on. We have the Six Regions One Nebraska has been on campus. We've hosted the RPAC schools for an RPAC Leadership Day in the last 30 days or so. Kelly's working with the third Thursday event in McCook, just partnering with athletic teams and student organizations and area leaders. Just a lot of stuff going on. 60th anniversary volleyball game in North Platte, in North Platte on Saturday. So it's kind of their designated 60th anniversary game. So the public always excited to see them come out and support the Knights. And so we'll have each of our sports, so men's basketball, women's basketball, softball, they'll all have a designated 60th anniversary reunion kind of night. And so Saturday will be that for the North Platte volleyball team. And then gearing up next year for the 100th anniversary of McCook. So lots of stuff going on in and out of the classroom.
That is good. And after that, you adjourned, and looks like November's meeting will be on the 19th at 6:30 in the WWW building on the North Campus here in North Platte. All right. Daniel, hit us with something here at the end.
So people can now register for spring registration classes. So classes will start on January 12th. So if you're interested in registering for classes, make sure you contact any of our campuses, and they'll get you set up with an advisor to get scheduled into those classes. Also, if you're interested in going into any of our licensed practical nursing or associate degree nursing programs, the application closes January 15th. So reach out to an advisor here at the college, and they'll get you set up for that.
Thank you very much, guys. Appreciate it. You take care, and we'll chat with you next month.
Thanks, Corey.
Okay, take care. Ryan Purdy, the president of Mid Plains, and Daniel Stinman, the information officer. Those guys do a great job recapping the meeting.